Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Katya, what can you tell us?
It's kind of a scary picture for a lot of recent graduates in the U.S. You know, you go to school and you hope that you graduate and make enough money to pay off your debt. You know, the U.S. right now, it's about $1.6 trillion in student debt that's out, about 5% of that being held by seniors. So it seems like it's following these kids throughout life. And so what we're seeing is that a few things, actually. One is the premium for going to college is actually on the decline. So people, and this is just in the past few months, so graduates are coming out into the workforce. It's a tight labor market, and they're finding that the opportunities just aren't there. So for the first time in several decades, you're seeing new graduates. The unemployment rate is actually going above the average for the rest of the population. So you can imagine you're graduating, you have this degree, you want to work off your debt, and it's actually someone with a high school diploma who has a better chance of getting a job than you do. The other thing is wages. It's not necessarily a guarantee that if you have a degree that your wages are going to start immediately higher, especially when you look at sort of the bottom half of graduates on the pay side. You'll see that they're not much better off than they were in 1990. So if you're graduating with a degree today in that bottom half of grads, then you're actually making less than you were in 1990, which is kind of astonishing when you think about it.
Why do we think this is? Is it because of the types of jobs that are being created right now?
The economists I spoke to say that it has a lot to do with job quality. So there might be a plethora of jobs, but they're not necessarily good quality, and the wages aren't necessarily that good. Right now, the labor market's really tight, so the quality issue is there, but it's also harder to get a job. You have a smaller pool, employers see a smaller pool to choose from, and then you come into that market, and you're just, that's become an issue in today's market. One of the things that we're also looking at is a jobs market that's saturated with degree holders. So you're getting a degree today because you were told by your parents and everyone else that this is something that you need to do. And so you do. You graduate, and you're graduating with millions of other people who are already in the market with a degree, and you're competing with them. So that premium's been eroded over time.
Now, as more people go to college, do we see this evening out, that perhaps the quality of jobs will rise with the education level of the country?
It really depends on government programs. It depends on companies. We're seeing some companies do things like start a pipeline as early as high school, and sometimes at the college level, where they'll actually train you in the specific kind of industries and skills they're looking for. We're also seeing people graduating with higher degrees. They can go out into the labor market, and there is a shortage in the U.S. right now for skilled work. So one thing that companies are doing is they're just starting to do that for free. So they onboard you from college. Doesn't matter if you have the relevant degree. They actually work with you and give you those skills that you need because they just need bodies. So that's another thing that we're finding in our research.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.